Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dive back in after Shanae. We literally pick back up after Shanae had spread all kinds of lies about Elizabeth to Clayton. So to the next day, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about Shanae being very rational. She's like very obviously targeting Elizabeth for some reason that they don't really understand. And so now it's the cocktail party, roast ceremony night. Clayton is on his way, and all the girls are like, thinking like, okay, we have to like, you know, let's, you know, what do we do? What do we say? Like,
yeah. What's the plan?
What's the plan?
What's the consensus? Cause she gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's going to address it tonight. Like, what should we do? And so, yeah, they're all kind of like talking and bickering, and, Shanae also is like, you guys don't, you know, talk to me when I'm in the room. Like, that's her whole narrative that she's painting now. Like,
I know that Elizabeth has like control over them, which is a very anti-feminist way of thinking. Of they like, don't have, they don't have their brains of their own. Like, Shanae, come on.
So stupid. So yeah, they're bickering, go back and forth, and Clambake walks in. And yeah, he's like, I don't feel like I can move forward with the cocktail party until I address what's going on in the room. Shanae and Elizabeth, can we go outside? So they head out. Everybody, again, all the ladies, they know this is some bullshit. They all sat around. They even said, oh my God, I feel so bad for Elizabeth. Like, we can all see she's really trying to take the high road, but she is just being dragged by this crazy ass liar. And like, she's trying her best, but this bitch sucks. And so they all three sit outside and firstly, fuck Shanae, but loved her dress.
Her dress was nice. It was nice. It looked really nice on her.
It was like a nice teal high slit cowl neck. Just very.
Oh, I love a cowl neck.
Draped very. Me too. I love
I wish my titties could deal with a cowl neck, but they can't.
I feel like cowl necks do well with big titties.
You know what? Because they're often attached to spaghetti straps.
Okay.
And unless I have, unless I'm like doing a bra Carrie Bradshaw moment.
Off the,
You know, like, oh yeah, it's my bra. Like,
it's that. You have to have like a good, solid strapless bra, which is.
You could do,
hard to
find. It is. You gotta get them three sizes too small, but
So yeah, so they are sitting outside, and Elizabeth is like, look, I tried to talk to you yesterday with some of the girls. We tried to talk, and you literally told me to fuck off. And then Shanae is like, well, you're just so toxic. You won't talk to me. You're turning all the girls against me. You're lying. You're bullying. Just like all these buzzwords that she knows.
Yeah, all these accusations of things that never happened.
That literally never happened. And again, Elizabeth is like, please give me an example. And she has nothing. So, of course, she reaches for the shrimp story. And this whole narrative of how she offered shrimp and, you know, Elizabeth was in the hot tub. Elizabeth said she was not in the hot tub. Just this whole back and forth. He said she said she said about the shrimp in the hot tub and where Elizabeth was when she asked for the shrimp. Some bullshit. And so Elizabeth, she's remaining very calm.
I love how in the middle of Shanae's conversation, she said, Clayton, does this sound like bullying to you?
Yes. And like touched his shoulder. Like, does this make sense to you?
And that's when I knew he was a dumb one.
Exactly.
this is the moment where you know, like, she's trying to literally point this out for you, and then you send her home. You are a dummy. Exactly. This is your fault. Absolutely not. Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very calm. Shanae is very irate and obsessive. Like, you just see she's so obsessed with this, very active in the story of the shrimp in the hot tub. She's just so obsessed with the story that makes no fucking sense. Like, mm-mm. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm.
And Clayne eventually just gets up and just goes off to himself. Mm-hmm. And so Elizabeth, she's back in the house. She's talking with the girls. She's telling them the whole shrimp-gate foolishness.
I wouldn't be myself if I did not point this out. Shanae tried to fat shame Elizabeth.
So I thought Shanae called her fake.
Oh.
You're so fake. And then Elizabeth went back inside and was like, I think she just called me fat. Clearly they just didn't hear each other.
Oh, I thought she said thick.
Oh.
I ran it back and I thought she said thick, but I could hear her saying fake. That could have happened. Yes.
That's what I heard. That's what I had in my notes. And Elizabeth just misheard and was like, girl, she just called me fat.
Okay. Got you. Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, so they're sitting around talking about shrimp gate. Shanae comes back in the room. She strategically has a plate full of shrimp, just playing into the whole bullshit.
She is so diabolical and not in the cute way. There is nothing cute about this. This is terrible.
This is horrible.
This is almost as bad as Coach Crystal. Like this, or no, probably worse.
This is worse. Straight up lying on people.
On people. Yeah. She was attention grabby and annoying, but she was not trying to lie on people. The only person who's worse than this is probably Victoria.
Yes. She was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. She again comes with her shrimp. All the girls start to get into her. They're, all at this point tired of her bullshit. Genevieve is exploding. Why are we talking about shrimp? This is so stupid.
She got so bad. This made me laugh so hard. The poor girl. She was done. Episode 3 and she is at her boiling point. She is finished.
She's at her wit's end. Yeah, truly. Again, all of these ladies are pissing me off because I see them doing the most, even Genevieve exploding.
I know, going
doing
crazy.
All that, but saying not jack shit
mm-mm.
in this next scene when he sends her ass home.
What the fuck?
So, anyways, Jesse P, our host extraordinaire.
Oh, who?
That guy. He comes in and says that the cocktail party is canceled.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Again, I'm like, ladies, squash this. This could easily be squashed.
Yep.
All of you guys could do this. You are allowing this to go down.
Clayton, why is this overwhelming?
That too. Why do you have to cancel the cocktail party?
This doesn't seem that overwhelming to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
You remember when your lead on your show had a whole ass story made up about her having a fake boyfriend who then auditioned for the show?
Mm-hmm.
She continued the cocktail party.
She still had that damn cocktail party.
This
is stupid.
God.
This also kind of lets me know that the producers are making a lot of decisions because I don't think he even knows that he could have just moved forward with it. They probably were like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just drama's sake, let's cancel the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have been like, nah, this is stupid. I can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the ladies, no one thought.
Nothing.
No one stood up and said, you know what? This is bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm literally going to leave, threaten to leave unless I talk to Clambake and literally clear all this up.
Yep.
Because this is stupid. We are having ladies here who have given up so much of their life to be here to have another cocktail party canceled because this hoe is lying on this other girl. no one said, let me try and salvage this cocktail party and just go talk to Clambake. Just don't make no damn sense. So now Elizabeth, she's bawling because she feels terrible because she knows that this is happening because of this drama that involves her.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of feels semi-responsible, even though this has nothing to do with her. It's
right.
That's Clambake who's letting this shit happen.
And at this point, do you even like him? You know what I mean? Like, you want to stay, but why do you want to stay? You want to stay because you want to get Shanae back, or you want to stay because you like him?
Did you actually like him? I don't know. And even just this decision to cancel the cocktail party, how do you even know who you're sending home? You haven't talked to anybody in weeks. You haven't talked to
anybody. No. Poor Teddy is over there like, so... Oh, God.
You didn't resolve the Shanae Elizabeth drama, one. Mm-mm. And two, you're about to do a rose ceremony sending people home based off of what? What conversations? You haven't had any conversations in weeks. None of it made any sense whatsoever. So anyways, time for the rose ceremony. He comes in, apologizes for the cocktail party, and with that, even that apology was stupid because, again, there's a girl standing up there that are like, sure, I'm probably going home.
Yeah.
Couldn't even help myself. So,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, first rose goes to Marlena.
I know. She looked so gorgeous, too. Gorgeous. Loved this dress. Ugh.
Which dress? This was the old.
It's like bronze and like one shoulder moment. Thing. Ugh, mm-hmm. So good.
So good. She looked like a goddess. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Clambake. He do be giving out a lot of first roses to the black girls.
He does. I find this interesting. We're going to get.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I have a thought that we're going to get to later on if he keeps up with his behavior.
It could also be producer based because I wouldn't put that.
We can't be racist. Just pick the black ones first.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
argument back.
Oh my God.
Next was Teddy, Rachel, the pilot, mm-hmm. who he loves, Mara, Sierra, Susie, mm-hmm. Jill, Serene, Genevieve, Hunter, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Final rose. So he has Shanae standing up there and Elizabeth standing up there. And I could mm-hmm. not believe that he was about to do what he's about to do.
Me either.
I couldn't believe that Elizabeth and Shanae were still left there because I knew Shanae was getting the goddamn rose. And I was like, he really is about to send her back home. That is crazy.
Yep.
This is one of the craziest rose ceremonies I've ever seen. Honestly, this was just ridiculous.
This was bad. This was really, really bad. Even Matt James sent home old girl MJ.
Victoria.
Yes. He got rid of the mess. Like, you can't be doing this to these girls. They have to live here.
That's what I'm saying. Which also, again, I'm looking at the ladies. Y'all have to live here with her. Why is this going down? Y'all just stood there in silence.
And at this point, especially after he picked Shanae, now this is just a fight for the Revolve trip. Because I don't want nothing to do with this nigga being my husband. Yeah. I do not want this man. So now this is just a fight to top five and Bachelor in Paradise.
Like, basically, at that rate. Oh my God. But yeah, we did have to say goodbye to a POC. Kira, Dr. Kira.
Oh yeah, wait, Dr. Kira and Melina.
And Melina, who...
who looked sickening in a fucking jumpsuit with a matching lip. Oh my gosh, she looked incredible.
Loved it.
It made me want to buy that moon boot she's selling.
Oh gosh, she really did the damn thing. She worked
She really did.
As good as she could on this show. So yeah, I had to say goodbye to them, and yeah, poor Elizabeth. Honestly, justice for Elizabeth. This was some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm blaming everybody. Clambake all the way down to the last girl there. That's crazy.
Yep.
So crazy. Anyways, next day, Gabby, she crying. She crying.
Oh, Gabby is having a full anxiety attack. She's like, I left ICU nursing for this.
For this. Shanae's out here winning, evil won, and they're all feeling like shit because they let that shit happen.
This like,
why else are you crying? You did not help Elizabeth and you feel guilty. That is why.
No!
That's how I see it. That's how I see it. They watched that girl go home after this other girl lied on her and made fun of her. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So now they all sad boo-hoo-hooing the next day. Too late. So... they're all gathered around. Jesse P, our prolific host, comes in and he lets them know that there is not going to be a date today. At least not here in Los Angeles. You guys are going on a world trip, like a worldwide trip. So basically, they're back to traveling, which is nice.
It is. It is nice, especially with this lead. I can't see him carrying no.
Oh, God. One location show.
No.
So they are, packing their bags. Their first stop is Houston, Texas.
Love Houston.
Have you never been?
Never been. Want to go so badly. They have horses. They have Highland cows. They have fantastic strip clubs. Wonderful food. I cannot wait to go to Houston, Texas. But this pandemic has to be over. Because those Texans. People say, if you have a mask on, get out of my restaurant. And I will not be doing any of that. I can't be a part of that.
No.
But as soon as all this is over, I'm making my way to Houston. Because I cannot wait.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. I've been to the other two, but not been to Houston yet. So.
Oh my God, we should go.
Do a little Houston trip?
Yeah.
A little strip club?
Yeah, strip club cow farming trip.
Car farming trip. Oh, God. Ooh, that'll be fun. And so, Lindsay, she's one of the blondes. She's from Houston, so she's hype. She's going home. They arrive in Houston. They get set up in this new little place. Looks very cute.
It's nice.
Clay Nays, he checks into his hotel. He gets a knock on the door, and it's one of his homeboys, one of his best friends, some black dude with dreads named Clarence.
Love this name. The name Clarence.
I love the Clarence. Are there any white people named Clarence? That's such a black old man name.
Such a black name. I don't know.
I'm so curious. Write us in if you know a white man named Clarence.
Yeah.
We do got a white girl named Shanae on this show, so they must exist. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he seems so excited. This definitely looks like one of his for real best friends.
Yes. Yeah, he, like, spun him around like the Notebook. Like, it was really nice. I like seeing male friendship on TV, too.
Yes.
I really like it. We don't see it very often, like, genuine male friendship. So it was really nice to see.
Yeah, it's nice. They, I guess, played football together. And Clarence is, like, married with kids and, like, you know.
Yes.
Clay, like, looks up to him in that way.
Which I love that you guys put a black family as the pinnacle of what could be. We're making small steps, ABC.
That's true.
I'm noticing. I'm keeping track.
I'm glad you are, because
I know.
I do see it. That is progress.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But yeah, he, you know, there's chat and looking at family pictures, whatever. And mm-hmm. he's just talking about how there's been drama, but they're excited that they're in Texas, you know, a new fresh start, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now with the ladies, the date card arrives. It is a one-on-one for mm-hmm. Rachel, the mm-hmm. pilot. And everyone was like, in their confessionals, they seem kind of like worried and nervous. Like they all see this connection between Rachel and Clambake.
So do I.
I was like, did I miss something?
I see it. You did? I see it. Yeah, she really likes him.
I see it now.
Yeah, now.
I was like, what did I miss before?
I saw it. Yeah, she actually likes him. I think the rest of them, I think he maybe got 2-3 girls who actually like him for real in there. I think the rest of them are done. And so now Rachel's like very pretty.
Yeah.
And has
she's a pilot.
She's a pilot. Yeah. But she has this way about her that almost feels naive, even though she's a fucking mm-hmm. pilot, so there's no way she's naive.
Right.
So she's definitely a threat. And she has real lips, you know, real hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she seems really nice.
Yeah, she does seem nice.
Like pleasant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so they meet up in the woods. You know, she does a classic run, jump, hug, mm-hmm. hang out. For their date, they just go horseback riding, mm-hmm. very low key, get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how it reminds him of Missouri, the, you know, nature and the horses, whatever. as they're riding, they ride up on some random Asian family doing a barbecue.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right here, right now. Let me tell you how much I was laughing, cackling in my house at this fucking date. I was like, were there producers behind them, like just waiting for somebody's barbecue and be like, oh shit,
no,
who are you, you got extra food, bet, all right, we got this man, his name is Clayton, okay, yeah, just ask some questions. There was no introduction to this family.
No,
there was no cultural introduction to this family. We have no idea what they are cooking. We have no clue what they mean with the state of Texas or the city of Houston.
Right.
Nothing.
No intro.
Just a family. Still don't know their names.
No introduction. Nothing. Just wrote up on them.
Uh-huh.
They did this before. I remember, I think it was Ari season with...
Oh, well.
what's her name? Damn. Where they had the... It was like a random Italian family that spoke like no English and they just like had dinner with them.
Oh, but see, they were doing an Italian thing.
True.
CN, right?
CN, yes.
CN, they mm-hmm. did the truffle hunting and then they cooked with the family they were in Italy. These people, I don't know if these people are from Houston.
I don't know who these people are. That barbecue looked bomb. I'll say that. But yeah, I have no idea. They basically just like spend time with his family. Rachel's making coleslaw with the brother and
mm-hmm.
Clambake's at the grill. And she's saying, get a little insight into her like thought process. She's like, he's really surprised her. She mm-hmm. feels really seen by him. She could really see a future with him. You know.
Like he has a job and he can read, so I can see a future with him, sure.
Right. Yeah. I feel seen by him.
That's a stretch.
We're on a one-on-one date, so.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.